Welcome to Private Conversations with Denzel Baxter, and this is Season 2, Episode 5, What Are You Thankful For? Part 2. Hey guys, so what's been going on? I would like to welcome everybody to Episode 5 of Private Conversations. This is a Part 2 of something that I did last year about what I was thankful for. I believe that was Episode 2 of Season 1, I believe. It was like Thanksgiving Day and the spirit had hit me and I was like, what am I thankful for? And I was like, hey, a year later of doing the podcast damn near. Yeah, I guess I've been doing this podcast a year now. Gosh, it goes by so fast. Jeez Louise. But yeah, like, it's been like the 1 year anniversary. I'm like, what am I thankful for? Part 2. Like last year, I have no idea what I did for Thanksgiving. I smoke way too much to remember that. If I could guess, maybe went over my aunt's house. I literally have no idea what I did last year. I probably could go back to my, can't do Snapchat because I just got back on Snapchat this year. Maybe like my Insta snap or something and look for that. But I think what I said I was thankful for last year was like my dad or something, but that's completely changed. My thankfulness really goes towards my growth, and I'm thankful for myself and my friends that I've, well, pretty much, I mean, I've gained and lost friends this year, so I'm not thankful for the ones that I lost. Well, I guess I am thankful because they taught me a lesson, don't fuck with them, but I'm thankful for my best friends, my like 3 or 4 best friends that have really stuck by me through all these years, especially this year. Everyone kind of knows this year has been a trying time for me and for all. You know, we all go through things. It's just not about addiction or, you know, drugs or rock and roll or, you know, robes and late nights in hotels, you know. It's about what's within. It's about what's within. So I'm thankful for my friends, and I'm thankful for me for going out and seeking, getting help for the help that I need. And God is good. God is great. And let's just hope that everything works out for the greater good. Yeah. And what else? Announcements. Be a bad bitch. No, I'm joking. What I probably should have done was like text 10 people in my phone and just said, what are you thankful for? I'm gonna put it on my podcast. But what I'll probably do is just like do something like add a question. Like I think you can add questions on the podcast. And I do genuinely want to know, to the listeners out there, the 5 that I have, LOL, what are you thankful for? Because when you think about it, like genuinely, what are you thankful for? Because it's like when you're thankful for something, I mean, I guess you would appreciate it, right? But I feel like as humans, we sometimes don't appreciate the things that we're thankful for. Like if you say you're thankful for something, shouldn't you show it? I mean, like, yeah. So I think I want to just be more grateful and showing my thankfulness to the people, for the people, by the people that I'm thankful for. I really want to date a politician or a lawyer. There's something about those motherfuckers turning me on. I'm thankful for the manifestations that I manifested this year. I do want 2023 to be complete kick-ass, no laziness, no waiting around, as I've done a lot this year. I would not say I bullshitted this year. I really, really started this year off great in full throttle, you know, jumping out of the airplane, but, you know, I had a parachute. But when you're not focused, you get deterred by bullshit and spirits and you just go. So if I had really just been more financially smarter and more calculated, I'd be in a better position. But the good thing about God is that he has grace and mercy. And when you fall, you can get right on back up. And right now, I'm getting up. Thank you, Lord. I would speak in tongues, but it wouldn't be sincere. All I'm going to say is thank you, Jesus. Because he is fucking awesome. But yeah, what are you guys thankful for? It can't just be like for your dog or for your car. Like, I'm thankful for my liver, for my kidneys, for my cock. I'm thankful for everything that God has given me, because he has really, really been a viable force in my life, and he saved me from so much bullshit. And it's such a beautiful life when you get the help that you need and that you deserve to make you grow as a human being. Therapy has been amazing for me, and so has other resources that we have in this place that we call America. If I'm the diamond and you're the demon, then that makes me the devil's advocate. Happy Thanksgiving, bitches, whores, sluts, dykes, escorts, prostitutes, preachers, trade, lawyers, mechanics, engineers, personal trainers, electricians, estheticians, entrepreneurs, content creators, fast food workers, sex workers again, wrapping up, I really want to learn how to do I think this is the Italian accent, Italy, this is the Italian accent. Okay, let's go with this. I want to go with this one. We won't do Song of the Day just yet. Where was I going? I forgot. Fuck me in my ass. Fuck me with no lube. Just fuck me hard. Blood. I want blood in my ass. Fuck me. Because I'm stupid. I think straight. What am I talking about? Fuck me hard. Arpeggio, fuck me hard. Fuck me in my ass. Okay, let's see. What the fuck was I? Oh, well, I was going to wrap up, but I was going to, like, that weird shit that I was doing, if I'm the diamond and you're the demon and I'm the devil's advocate, I think I'm going to put that in my podcast now. Like, just make up shit. Like, I was like, okay, so what I said when I was on pause, I said, if you're the lighter and I'm the water, then that makes me Jesus. But I believe that's a little blasphemous, so we're going to scratch that one. If I'm the box and you're the oil, then that makes me a box cutter. If I manifest, then this should happen. No. If I'm a calendar and you're the 28th of November, then that makes it your birthday. If you're a bad bitch and I'm Bella Noches, then where can you go? If I'm a wooden box, no. If I'm a wooden castle and you're a window, then that makes it vision. If you're the grass and I'm a snake, then that makes me Eve and Adam. I'm done. Let's go. So, song of the day. Oh my gosh. You know what? Fuck it. I think I'm gonna say Lolo by K Forest, because I have a repeat section in my Spotify, but the main songs that I listen to, I've kind of already put them in my podcast. So there's really no point and me doing that, because it's just like, y'all know those songs. I always try to promote Max Double X. He's a local Nashville artist. He's really good. And I don't know, jazz. I don't know, whatever else I put in there. But I'll put another song of his in my next podcast. But this one, I'm going to go ahead and do Lolo by Kate Forrest. And it's pretty much about just keeping a sexual relationship, situationship on the Lolo. Because I think they had, like, you know, they either had somebody or, you know, you might be entertaining other people. So you go out with the people you're entertaining. But if you fucking somebody on the Lolo, you know, they Lolo be in the house. And that's it. Y'all meet up at the Cribs Naeem. You feel me? And that's it. And that's dead on that. And then who do I want to go to bed with? Let's see. Who do I want to go to bed with? Who inspired me for the week? Wow. Maybe, I think I want to go to bed with Julia Fox. I know I talked about her a lot in my other episodes when I was a little toe up on some substances, but I think I want to go to bed with Julia Fox. I'm kind of back on my re-obsession with her again. And I just kind of like the way she went from, like, dominatrix to, like, full-blown professional actress. And she's kind of over that pretty girl phase where she dated millionaires. And, you know, she said, I was a commodity and I used it to my advantage. And me, I'm still in my wild phase. And there's a lot I can say to that. But I'm still in my wild phase. So I'm where she was probably, like, 5, 6, 7 years ago. But she's 32 and I want to retire that wildness at 32, and I'll be 29 in February, February the 4th, hashtag go Aquarians. And I just want to, you know, date about 3 more millionaires. You know, I was able to experience something interesting, which I'll probably talk about that in like a year or two or something. That's got to go in a book. But, you know, dibble and dabble, but it's time to really elevate and see where things go in life in general. I want to be my own millionaire one day, you know? So it's not about, you know, coming up off of somebody. It's just about knowing where you want to be in life and going towards those goals. Amen. So I want to go to bed today with money, actually. No. Whoever I just said, I don't even know if I said anybody. Did I even say anybody? I have no fucking idea. Oh, yeah, Julia Fox. Julia fucking Fox. Yeah, that's who I want to go to bed with. Yeah.
We do what we can and we clock out. Good night and good luck. Fuck. Chuck.
So, yeah, bitches, I mean, kick ass in 2023. I'll see you then. Probably do a Krimma episode. And, yeah, I really want to see if I could do some more fucked up shit before I get off of this fucking thing. But, I mean, I covered all the bases. Thankful for Song of the Day, Who Don't Want to Go to Bed With, Talk My Shit. Talk my shit. And yeah. Oh my gosh. I kind of want to do like an impersonation right quick. I kind of have to. Oh my gosh, I have to. So y'all know the Malika and Khadijah twins, and I always love to mock them. Because they talk like Valley Girls, and they don't talk like this. They don't, like, talk like this. Like, when I do, like, my Julia Fox impersonation, and I talk like a white girl like this, they don't talk like this. They talk like this. My favorite. Chloe has been through a lot with Tristan. I mean, through the tabloids and through all the drama, I really, really, really support her. I really do. But I feel like there comes a time where you have to make a decision for your children, for your child. And thank God she only has one. But like, I would never tell her this, but she needs to get her shit together. I mean, at this point, I don't want to be done, but I'm done. And she deserves so much better.
We do what we can and we clock out. Good night and good luck.